Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guy who always gives us great insight, knows the NBA inside and out, joins us right now on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. He is Brian Geltzeiler from Sirius XM NBA Radio and NBA TV. Brian, good to have you with us here on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, bro.
We're doing a lot better than the Cavs right now.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Were you surprised to hear Ty Lue at the end of his things last night say, okay, I am going to make some changes and stay tuned, we'll see what those are, and what do you think they might be?
Well, first of all, what took him so long? I mean, really, it's, you know, with the way they've been struggling, there's no reason for him not. And listen, earlier in the year when they were struggling also, he, you know, was not hesitant to move his lineup around. I think this has kind of been a little bit of a strange thing by Ty. I would have expected something different from him here. I really would have, to really make a move sooner based on this. And again, I know it's, we're at a matter right now where we're looking to say, okay, what are we doing in terms of, you know, putting, getting guys back from injury? You know, so you reintegrated Tristan Thompson. You're now reintegrating Isaiah Thomas. Nonetheless, it's been very clear from a defensive standpoint that Kevin Love in the middle has not been working. And I don't blame Kevin Love for that. Kevin Love has been asked to play out of position this entire season. So I don't think that's, that, you know, it's Love's fault necessarily. And I do understand that the alternative in that spot has been Tristan Thompson, who's been nothing short of a train wreck out there. Really, guys, he's been an absolute mess. So you combine those things and say, okay, what option did he have there? Well, he doesn't have a lot of option. The other thing is this, and I think getting back to the second part of your question, the answer is going to be J.R. Smith goes to the bench. I mean, I was doing a radio show on NBA Radio the other day with Brendan Haywood, and I referred to J.R. as a zero-way player. You know, some guys are two-way players, some guys are one-way. Right now, J.R. is a zero-way player. He's giving nothing on either end. What I would like to see Tyronn Lue do in terms of that substitution is go back to a more traditional lineup. Put Kevin Love back at big forward. Put Tristan Thompson in the middle. If you want to keep Crowder in the starting lineup, fine. Put him at the two. But start to play a little bit bigger. I know for LeBron right now at this stage of his career, four is the best spot for him, but you don't have a roster that's built to keep him there. So I think that those are the changes I would make. I think that getting, if you have a chance of getting anything out of Tristan Thompson, and by the way, for the record, guys, I'm not sure that you do, but if you have a chance of getting anything out of Tristan Thompson, it will not happen coming off the bench. Last night off the bench, one rebound in 19 minutes for Tristan Thompson. He is too good a rebounder and too good a player when he's at his best for that to be acceptable at all.
Hey, don't you think it's funny? I just want to make sure you said Kevin's not working, right? That's what you said?
Well, no, I said Love at center is not working.
Love at center. But isn't that crazy that Love at center isn't working yet he still ends up becoming an all-star? Right.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's on Kevin Love. I think Kevin Love's having a pretty good year.
Yeah.
I really do. I think he is.
All-star year.
He is an all-star year. I thought Kevin Love deserved to be on the reserves. This isn't about Kevin Love. Kevin Love is working his tail off. That's why the whole thing the other day in the locker room, and Brian Windhorst of ESPN tweeted about this, and I thought it was 100% right. You know what? Kevin Love, since day one that he got there, has had his name in trade rumors and has been incredibly professional about everything. After his first season there, had essentially go to L.A. hat in hand to LeBron to pretty much get his blessing for him to sign an extension there. Again, nothing but trade rumors for this guy, and all he does is come and keep his mouth shut and do his job. Derrick Rose, okay, a few months ago, just leaves the team. And he's welcomed back with open arms. Kevin Love gets sick during a game and leaves the building, okay, to go home because he's sick. And he's got to get piled on by everybody. And Isaiah Thomas, okay, who couldn't guard me, okay, and I'm almost 50 years old and I'm 20 pounds overweight, and he couldn't guard me. Isaiah Thomas is going to be the one who's going to take shots at him and tell him what is. This is all upside down in Cleveland with the way it should be. And I don't think, I am not blaming Kevin Love for this, but I am saying that part of your solution on the defensive end of the floor is to get Kevin Love back to the position that he plays best.
I also find it funny that, you know, Ty said yesterday it was migraines. Wasn't Dwayne Wade suffering from migraines at one point too? I mean,
oh, yeah.
And no one's saying anything. This, the whole Kevin Love story is, you're right, upside down. And I find it mind-boggling that IT is the guy that's pointing the finger. At least, what are you hearing about what happened in that meeting? Because, I mean, that's what we're kind of gathering from what we had heard yesterday, was that this whole thing is that Kevin became the target in this let's air it out meeting, when I don't know that that's the where you wanted to air it out and become a better team. That's about the last place I'm going.
I totally agree. And listen, I pretty much heard what we've heard, what's been okay out there, okay? There's nothing I've heard that's pretty much different than that. IT led the way, I was told. IT was certainly the guy that was going to be the most vocal. But part of the problem with IT right now is twofold. Number one is that he has played as bad defensively since he's come back as any guard in the league. I mean, it's funny. We used to complain about Kyrie's defense, guys. I mean, Kyrie is Tony Allen compared to him. I mean, he is that bad, and every team is finding him early and often and taking gross advantage of him. And the Cavaliers don't have enough quality defensive personnel to hide him. Then you get the – and he made a comment after the OKC game on Saturday where he invoked how good they were defensively in Boston and what he's used to. The joke I made on the air about that, guys, is it reminds me of Rocky in Rocky III when he looks at Apollo Creed and says, Mickey never had me do this. I mean, dude, are you kidding? You're in a new place with a new team right now. Okay, and you know what? So if they're not playing as good defense, part of the reason is that they're not hiding you as well. Okay, this is about hiding you so you don't get exploited, and you're getting exploited terribly. Somehow that's everybody else's fault, and then this guy thinks he's empowered somehow, some way, because of what he accomplished last year in Boston, to be able to be the guy in the Cleveland locker room that's going to call out Kevin Love. Isaiah Thomas, you got here yesterday. This is LeBron's show. And so some of that here, Isaiah Thomas is, and really, since he got traded from Boston, and I thought what he wrote in the Players Tribune when he got traded was very heartfelt, and I liked it a lot. But since then, his act, right up to the point of he wants to dictate where his video tribute is, all this stuff grossly lacks self-awareness. And on a team right now, that the last thing they can afford is finger pointing and has to bring it together, this guy's leading the way with the finger pointing, pointing fingers at a guy who, quite frankly, is maybe one of the least guys to deserve having his fingers pointed at, and Kevin Love on that whole roster.
Brian Geltzeiler joining us, SiriusXM NBA Radio, NBA TV. You mentioned J.R. Smith to the bench. Do you mean to the bench in the rotation, or do you mean to the bench and sitting?
I would actually like to see him sit. I don't know that that's going to happen. They totally lose him if that's happened. But listen, you're on the verge of bringing George Hill in here. And if you're going to bring George Hill in here, make no mistake about it, George Hill's not going to take IT's minutes. He's probably not going to take a lot of Derrick Rose's minutes, because I don't mind the role that they have Derrick Rose in right now. I think it's good for Derrick Rose. He's going to take a big chunk of J.R. Smith's minutes playing shooting guard. That's what George Hill's going to be doing. J.R. Smith right now has been totally ineffective. And listen, here's the thing about J.R. Smith since he signed that big deal. I was more than willing to give him full benefit of the doubt for the year that he had last year based upon the personal crisis that he was going through. Just like I will give Jay Crowder a little bit of a benefit of the doubt this year, who's been horrible. He has not played well at all because Jay Crowder lost his mother over the summer. And I think sometimes, guys, we tend to forget that these players are human beings. They are human beings. And listen, with what Isaiah Thomas went through, I may be giving him more benefit of the doubt if he wasn't such a big mouth at this point. But with JR here, listen, this is behind you. At one point or another, can we get ourselves in the proper condition for an NBA player? I mean, can you be a guy that can run up and down the floor? Are we working on your shooting? Because you can't. I mean, if he threw a bag of garbage off a pier right now, he couldn't hit the water. Okay, and he's just not working defensively. So when I look at this, listen, you got a lot of bodies here. Jeff Green has earned an opportunity to play a lot for this team. I think you have to see what happens with Rose. He didn't bring Dwayne Wade here not to play him. Shumpert's now back in the lineup. There's only so many minutes, and you know what? Quite frankly, if you're not going to defend, I don't know that you can play. So I'm okay with dropping JR out of the rotation totally at this point in time. Because here's the thing, and Jeff Van Gundy, when he coached the Knicks back in the late 90s and took them as an 8 seed to an NBA final, Jeff talked a lot about this with the media at the time, and I think it's something that applies to the Cavs right now. There are many times as a basketball coach that you have to have your five best players on the floor regardless of position. There are also other times, and one of the keys to being able to be successful going forward and in the playoffs is knowing when you have to have your five best defensive players on the floor. And whatever happens on offense happens. Hopefully you have enough talent if your team's good enough. This team's got enough offensive talent. They have to find who their five best defensive players are. And listen, at times, Isaiah Thomas, he may or may not be able to finish games for this team if he's not one of their five best defensive players. But the Cavs have to find it on that end of the floor. Because I'm going to tell you something. These Toronto Raptors right now are a scary team to me. Listen, Boston's lost four in a row here, and I think Boston's young, and I think Boston's going to have some issues in a playoff series against the Cavs. What I saw a few weeks ago with the Raptors without Ibaka and Lowry, this young group of athletes, Cleveland is too old, too slow, and doesn't guard well enough to deal with a team that athletic, that deep, with some very good high-end talent, and guys like DeRozan, Lowry, and Ibaka.
Brian, you just mentioned this team does have some talent on it. Is it on the players where they are right now? Is it on the front office because it's not – it didn't fit, didn't mesh, isn't meshing, or is it on the coaching staff because it hasn't meshed? Or is it all the way around?
All the above. It's on all the above.
Right.
I think the coaching staff has to press some different buttons. I think what guys have done in the past has to mean absolutely nothing. It's where you are in the here and now. I think you have to get some of that out of the coaching staff. And by the way, I'm not necessarily saying sending Ty Lue out is the best idea here either. Larry Drew's a fine NBA coach, and he would take over that job and probably do a very nice job. It's a difficult job coaching LeBron James. And I think that Ty Lue has earned the opportunity to see this thing through. I really do. So this is not me saying, hey, go ahead and fire Ty Lue. I'm not on board with that at all at this point. But I do think a lot of this is on the players. See, here's the thing that happens with the Cavs. Okay, what you see with them when it comes to help defense, if one guy doesn't help, five guys don't help. The whole thing breaks down if one guy breaks down. And there's no real accountability to one another. Here's another problem. And this is, listen, it's probably an unpopular thing to say on Cleveland airwaves, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, LeBron too many times develops this kind of attitude where it's do as I say, not as I do. And there are a lot of times you're watching Cavs games, LeBron's jogging back on defense. He's not helping when he's supposed to be helping. Yet he's the first guy to call other guys out for doing it. Some of this is a little bit of leading by example. And I think LeBron James has got to rise above some of this petty nonsense that has taken root with this team and be that guy. And I think for LeBron, sometimes it's easy for him to point fingers when you have the level of talent that he is, when you're having the kind of year he's having, but it's not good for this basketball team. So I do put some of it on the coaching staff. I put some of it on the roster on a whole, and I put some of it on the king himself.
Brian, we have about 30 seconds left. Last thing. You mentioned the George Hill big trade rumor that was out there yesterday. Is it the first of one, or is it the trade, or is it the first of two or three trades?
It has to be the first of two or three trades. It really does, because it's not enough. You keep one thing in mind. You may lose LeBron next year, and you're taking on, you know, $19 million in guaranteed salary for next year. It's got to be, if you're going to do this, go and do it. Make this one, what could be your final run. And I will tell you this, as much as I hate to say it, the one guy you could see go here coming into the deadline is potentially Kevin Love. And I would feel bad for Kevin because he's earned the opportunity to stay around. By the same token, when you look up and down this roster, if you're going to lose LeBron, you don't trade the Brooklyn pick. The one thing you have that's got some reasonable value in the open market is Kevin Love and what's become a pretty competitive contract.
Brian, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Guys, my pleasure. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Brian Geltzeiler. You can hear him on Sirius XM NBA Radio, and you can watch him on NBA TV. And obviously, Brian has some strong opinions and some great knowledge on the NBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.